This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with John Cena. I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. We are live on Facebook and our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website. Also, you can chat on Facebook and everywhere else. You can hang out with your Facebook friends, invite them to watch the show. They can see my face for the first time since you're usually used to seeing Joe's face. And also, if you want to, go ahead and feel free to call in at 855-732-5563. Again, that's 855-732-5563 or 855-REAL-JOE. Today I am guest hosting for Joe, the first and the third hour. I have Matt Funicello, the president of Conservative Action Group, here with me.
How's it going, everybody?
And there's so many things that I want to talk about today. So many things, but we're limited on time. The first thing that we're going to talk about on the heels of the shooting at Pearl Harbor yesterday is coming up is, the anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Matt is a Marine veteran. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yes, sir.
And, so give us your take on the shooting that happened and then what the anniversary of the bombing means to you.
You know, I really don't know much about the shooting, obviously, except for what everybody really knows right now is, you know, a sailor just decided to go off the rails and shoot a couple of DOD civilians, and then he shot himself. I don't know what to say other than that. I mean, yeah. It's...
Well, we had that, and then Pensacola, we had another shooting today.
Yeah.
And it's... It's just, it's very tragic that this is happening. This was a guy
Saudi
from
national.
Yeah, he was a Saudi military officer
who was in
Pensacola for flight training. And they, from my understanding, they have not, they're dancing around the word terrorist action right now.
Yeah, some people are throwing that out there. I tend to disagree with that only on the basis that we have no idea why he did it yet.
Right.
So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Do I have my suspicions? Yes, I do. But I don't like to jump to conclusions like, you know, a lot of the Democrats like to do when it comes to, you know, taking advantage of a tragedy.
Right. We should, yeah, and I just think that at this point, while we wait for more evidence to come out about both of the shootings, that, you know, we just wait and see, and let the investigators do their thing and figure out what's going to happen, and we'll come to a conclusion when the time is appropriate.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll find out about it relatively quickly because I mean, happened on a federal installation, obviously in the, you know, a naval base, home of the Blue Angels. They're not going to, yeah, they're not going to drag their feet on that investigation, I can tell you that.
Right. And again, like I said, coming up here, we are coming up on what it's going to be the
Ooh, that's a good question.
78?
I don't do math. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, December 7th, 1941 was the fateful day in which the Japanese decided to cowardly surprise bomb and kamikaze Pearl Harbor. And 78. Thank
years.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cody.
I don't do math.
So that's another solemn day for the U.S. and for the military. The one time that, you know, besides 9/11 that we've had an attack on American soil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a day that we're all going to be remembering the brave men and women. I think there was killed more than about 2,000 people.
Military
and civilians. And it's just it's going to be another day of remembrance. And we responded.
There's a funny little, not funny. It's a fun fact, I should say.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't even say fun fact. Okay, so there's an organization for a local there's a national chapter of Pearl Harbor survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, this past, 2019, the last chapter in San Diego had to shut down because they have less than the appropriate number of people in their membership that are Pearl Harbor survivors to maintain an organization so they can fold up.
Well, that's unfortunate, but you know what? We every year on December 7th, we're always going to remember the men and women that that gave their lives, that wanted to serve our military, wanted to do whatever they could to support us during World War II.
Absolutely.
And it was a cowardly way to go out for the Japanese to do it the way that they did. They've apologized on numerous occasions. We at least got that, but that doesn't bring back the 2,300 people.
I'm going to say something that's really unpopular. Militarily speaking, though, it was a legitimate attack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you attack in warfare. You don't let the enemy know you're coming, but for the way that they did it, fooling us diplomatically and everything like that and trying to work the way that was pretty,
right.
That was pretty crappy.
That was cowardly. So. Yeah. So we're just going to keep the families in mind and prayers and remember the, like I said, just remember we still won. We gave them a couple punches back, to say the least. We're coming up here on the break here soon. When we come back, me and Matt are going to be talking about some other things. We're going to be talking about who's left in the presidential race.
On the Democratic side.
Yes, of course. Well, no, there's two Republicans besides Trump that are also...
No, I think there's one.
Nope, there's still two.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought one of them dropped out.
Nope.
Oh.
Bill Weld's still
That's
there.
Unfortunate.
What's up? All right. We are going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal it. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
All right, welcome back to the Real Side with Joe Messina, not Joe Messina, Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anywhere at any time. Again, like I said, I'm Dave Goss, guest host, and we have the president of the Conservative Action Group, Matt Funicello, here
Hey-o.
With us. So I wanted to go into this next segment talking about who's still in the presidential race and what's going on with them. But
we may get to that.
We may get to that. But our board op alerted us to a new candidate who decided to start running. His name is Zoltan.
Zoltan,
like the space being from. From Dude, Where's My Car? His name is
that movie.
Anyways, Zoltan is, he's what's called a transhumanist. This isn't transgender. Transhumanist means that he wants to live forever. He says that he's running as a Republican, but as we read through some of his policies, which we're going to read some of these to you, it sounds more like a nut job libertarian. Not just a regular libertarian, a complete nut job libertarian. So, you know, there's good things and bad things that he has. First, he wants to end the IRS. We're all for that.
Yep.
That's totally great. Phase out income tax and replace it with the national sales tax.
Done.
All right. So, you know, that's not a bad idea.
We're voting for him now, right?
Right. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, God.
But now we get the drug war. Okay. He wants to end the drug war, offer reparations to victims of the government's excesses.
And I'm out.
And legalize all drugs. provide the reparations part is the one that I laugh at. Provide reparations for victims of the government's drug war against minor drug offenders. Offer reparations through tax credits paid with the savings from prison costs. So,
well, at least he's got somewhat of a plan.
Right. Abortion and a third choice. This should be, I haven't read this one yet, so we're going to read this one together. Hopefully this should be some fun. There are approximately 50 million abortions worldwide a year. Use government funds and offer private companies incentives to help develop the artificial womb. Artificial wombs for certain preemies will likely already be in use by 2020 or 2021. But more funding and leadership is needed to greatly expand this unique technology, which will forever change the abortion debate. So that's the third option, is that if you don't want to have the kid, then they move the kid over to this artificial womb, and then it just goes in the system. Or hopefully at that point, somebody who's unable to conceive a child can adopt those children.
Okay.
And then
that's an interesting take.
Right. So it's a little bit different. Protect humankind from existential risk. Create stronger government awareness and policies to protect against existential risk, including artificial intelligence, plagues, asteroid, climate change, and nuclear warfare and disaster. Because space exploration involves defending against existential risk, pursuing medical innovation for citizens, and fulfilling humanity's honorable desire to explore, I advocate for the U.S. to put dramatically more resources into space exploration. Elon's with you on that one. With both government and private resources. Like I said, Elon's with you with that, the private resources. Using funds from the military budget, I would spend five times the space budget and offer myriad incentives to work with private companies. So I'm all about working with private companies. The less that the government's involved, the better that we tend to do. I don't know.
I don't see that working very well.
Here's a fun one.
Okay.
He would also prioritize the building of safe AI that emphasizes cybersecurity.
Whoa, dude, whoa. Have people not seen Terminator 2?
Right.
Or any of the Terminator movies, for that matter?
Global partnerships will be critical in dismantling nuclear weapons before AI learns how to use them. So that's a race. That sounds like a race against time to me.
He's talking about the drug war. Is he on drugs right now?
Probably. He's probably smoking weed with Elon.
I would say probably a little bit stronger than that.
And all right. So, of course, him being the kind of crazy guy that he is, create a federal cryptocurrency. We see how well that's been working out so far. I think Bitcoin is down around the 6,000 mark right now. So that's stable. but he wants to downsize the government with radical technology. Use radical technology to reduce the size and cost of government. Replace millions of government jobs with robots, AI, and new tech. Which I'm 100% okay with, because the government shouldn't... You know, we need to have the essential personnel. It's like when we see a government shutdown, and only 5% of the government's operating because that's the essential personnel. Like,
oh yeah,
and or like the IRS, they send home like 98% of the people aren't there. It shows that they're not needed.
There's a serious problem in this country when you have the tax code of the United States can take up what, like, an entire table full of documents. That's just not cool.
We only got a few minutes left to talk about Zoltan, so we're going
to
jump down.
Talk about him still.
Create a universal basic income off leasing federal land.
Interesting.
Widespread automation is coming. Capitalism will be challenged to its core as inequality grows and human labor becomes obsolete with the rise of automation and software. The federal land dividend is the only bipartisan universal basic income that doesn't raise taxes whatsoever. It monetizes America's mostly unused $100-plus trillion natural resources via leasing rights.
And what are you going to lease them for? Like, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Electric Daisy Carnival? I don't know. For all those electric music festivals that they have.
Gigantic EDC.
Yeah. Jeez. And plus, if they legalize all the drugs, and then they put a bunch of people out there for a festival like that, that land is going to be poisoned.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Right.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
The federal land dividend will dramatically shrink. Sorry, I didn't finish that one. Via the leasing rights, and in return promises to give every citizen a permanent monthly income of $1,000 a month. Well, I mean, it's better than Andrew Yang's idea, but it's not a good one.
Yang's still giving out $1,000 a month for his UBI.
He is, but the way that this goes about is that it's not coming out of our taxpayer money.
Ah, yes.
So me and you who work, we don't have our $1,000 offset by paying a larger tax into it. Well, there's people that aren't working that are just getting a free $1,000 without having to work or do anything for it.
I understand.
So it's, you know, so even though Yang says that me and you are getting $1,000, we're not getting $1,000.
Okay.
Because the taxes that we pay into it are offsetting it. Where, like I said, where the people that aren't working, the people that just want to use that to go buy their drugs or to go
more
out
guns.
And party or, you know, well,
I'm going to use my universal basic income to buy more guns and ammo.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's, I would expect that from you.
Yes.
Fixing the environment. A bright green future rests with disruptive tech. The best way to address our environmental dilemmas, such as global warming, is via technology and innovation. Not attempting to reverse our carbon footprint or to go green. Good. Strongly emphasize and create radical green tech solutions. All right. Well, this guy
enough
sounds
that
like...
so far.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll be back with the real side. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station Pensacola, killing three people in an attack the Saudi government quickly condemned and that United States officials were investigating for possible links to terrorism. The assault, which ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker, was the second fatal shooting at a Navy base this week. 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. One of the deputies was shot in the arm and the other in the knee, both expected to recover. The shooter was a member of the Saudi military who was in aviation training at the base, according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Donald Trump declined to say whether the shooting was terrorism-related. He tweeted his condolences to the families of the victims and noted he had received a phone call from Saudi King Salman. He said the king told him the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
All right, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can take the show with you anywhere you want to go. Listen to it at any time. I'm here with another special guest, Matt Funicello, the president of the Conservative Action Group.
Hello.
And we just got finished discussing Zoltan.
Zoltan.
And if you're just getting into us now, Zoltan is running for president. And
as a Republican.
As a Republican with a lot of very not Republican views, such as globalism.
And we want to emphasize a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, Zoltan2020.com. Go click on policies and go. It's a fun read. It's like,
you know what? He makes Gary Johnson look like a total calm, legit, like sane, normal dude,
right.
Non-stoner. I mean, he's like Gary Johnson on steroids and PCP.
Yeah. But there, besides him, we got plenty of others running. We have. Let's look at the Republican side, because I think that this is the funny part. And you have Joe Walsh, conservative radio host, former congressman of Illinois, who thinks that he can take out Trump, which he's not. His quote is, "We've got a guy in the White House who is unfit." Wrong. Completely unfit. Completely wrong. To be president, and it stuns me that nobody stepped up. That's because you're wrong. He rode the Tea Party wave back in 2010 when they were just I'm pretty sure this is one of the guys that had no clue what the debt ceiling was, when he was running, and he just said, "We're not going to spend any more money that we don't have." And it's like, well, that's not how the debt ceiling works, man.
Yeah, no.
He staunchly supported Mr. Trump in 2016 because he wasn't Hillary Clinton. But since then he has broken away from that, and, he's called Mr. Obama a Muslim and a traitor. Though he later said he regretted some of those comments.
Sure he did.
His signature issues are reducing the national debt, restraining executive power, securing the border, defeating Mr. Trump, who says, who he says can't be trusted. I think President Trump can be trusted just fine.
I think he can be trusted just fine, especially with this great jobs report we just got out today.
Right, 266,000 new jobs.
3.5 unemployment rate.
This is, it's higher than expected, and they knew that the GM jobs were going to come back, so that wasn't really playing a factor into this. But to have such a rise, including the GM strike going away and
who's that
and
money guy
on
CNBC?
Kramer?
Yeah, he went off today. He's like, "This is the best financial news I've had in my life."
Yeah, 100%.
And he was like, it was painful for him to say that.
Right. And you know, the wages are up 3.1%. Unemployment's down to 3.5%, lowest in 50 years. We were landing on the moon last time it was this low.
I don't see how any Democrats can say that President Trump and his policies or financially this country is doing bad.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's the tax breaks were for the rich only. I mean,
right.
Our economy and our unemployment is down.
Yeah. And they can't. That's where it just comes in. Orange man bad. I don't like Trump. It's just that they don't like Trump. Same thing.
Made an orange man comment in the briefing today.
Who did?
Trump did.
Did he?
Yeah. With the light bulbs. He's like, the kid kind of give me an orange glow. I don't really like it. I gotta change
them
out.
But the other Republican that's running. Bill Weld or William F. Weld, 74 years old. I ran for vice president, the Libertarian, particularly with Gary. I don't know what's an Aleppo Johnson.
that's a good one. I forgot about that one.
Is exploring a primary challenge. It's Mr. Trump presenting himself as a voice for alienated moderates and mainstream conservatives. No, we don't need you to do that. Emerged as a vocal critic of Mr. Trump during the 2016 election. Yeah, you had to because you were running. And his signature issues are favors fiscal restraint, free trade, and moderate immigration reform. And has endorsed steps to legalize marijuana. Well, Trump's even flirted with legalizing marijuana. So I think that's nothing new. This is just a waste of time and space. This is Ralph Nader all over again.
Yes, it is.
But you know, back onto the Democrat side of things, we talked about Andrew Yang a little bit earlier and his universal income. And I actually had a friend who challenged me on it. He said, "How is Yang's universal income different than Trump's tax cuts?" And I said, "Well, it's because when you're working, the tax cuts apply to you."
It's easy. Yang's income, you're taking money out of my pocket as a taxpayer and giving it to somebody else. Whereas Trump's tax cuts, I get to keep more of my money.
Right. And I made the point of that. Yes, that he wants this money to go to help out people. And I said, well, we are very capable of deciding where our money will go. I do not need the government to tell me where my money is going to go and help out. I know the things that are important. I know the things that are happening. I pay attention to my local community, to my county, to my state, and on a federal level. And I make my donations to my charities, and also I get to do the research on the charity, so I know where it's going to do the most good.
The best, honestly, the best way to describe it, though, is to tell people is that if I ran my financials the way the government ran their financials, mm-hmm. I'd be homeless.
Right.
There would be no way.
Right, we'd all be homeless.
If the federal government is over $20 trillion in debt, how in the world do we trust them with more of our money?
Right.
That's not how this works.
No.
It's just like this new tax that the LA County Board of Supervisors, I don't know if you heard about this, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors just snuck in a little tax of like a 6-cent parcel tax to improve 911 and to help hire firefighters.
No. Okay.
How does that work? The government's going to tax me more money. How do I know they're going to...
I think those of us that are in California just have a really hard time considering that we've been lied to multiple times about HHH that was supposed to go help. That was supposed to go help the homeless, and now for the most part that goes into the general fund and doesn't help the homeless, and we have this huge homeless crisis. And of course, Gavin Newsom blames it on Trump.
Yeah, I tell everybody vote no on any bond measure.
Yeah, well, and
no matter what it's for,
no matter what Gavin Newsom touches, whatever he touches, it dies. It goes bad. San Francisco, California. He went and stumped for Kamala Harris, and she dropped out of the race 2 days later.
That was gold.
He is the exact opposite of the Midas touch.
He's like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, pretty much,
he's the Grim Reaper. He touches it, it dies.
The touch of death, yeah. His marriage, his friendship with his best friend. You know, we can go on and on about all the things that this guy has literally ruined. But I want to thank him for going out and stumping for Kamala Harris so that she got out of the race. Also, you know, this is very odd for me to do, but thank you to Tulsi Gabbard. You know, she really called out Kamala Harris on all the terrible things that she has done as Attorney General for California. And that really bit Kamala in the butt, and you know, she's not somebody that we need leading us. She's not somebody we need as an AG either.
She's not somebody we need, period.
Yeah, she just needs to become a private citizen and go on and go be an activist somewhere or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. You know, just
like Katie Hill, she's an activist now.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Until she runs for Senate. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first. She's going to run for Senate.
I believe that she will be taking over Feinstein's spot to go out also.
That's exactly
it. And, you know, and again, with the whole Katie Hill thing, we'll get into this we're about to go on a break in a couple minutes, but, the 25th, where Katie Hill was representing in California. It's become a circus, an absolute circus, beyond a circus. It's
a clown show, sideshow circus.
You have Christy Smith, who was the assemblywoman for the 38th assembly district. She's running, which anybody saw that, but she got endorsed by Katie Hill. And it's like, that is that really the best endorsement? Is that an endorsement that you really want right now? Someone that just resigned over scandal.
They don't care.
Cenk Unger, however you say his name, the Young Turk dude.
Cenk.
The guy that from what I heard showed up at a meet and greet in the town of Santa Clarita, where which is located in the 25th, and he basically got laughed out of there.
Yep.
We got Mike Garcia, who I actually like, former Navy pilot.
Yeah, same here.
Steve Knight, who was the former, who lost to Katie Hill, and then he only jumped in after.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why you jumped in now.
Mike Garcia.
Oh, the Conservative Action Group?
Yeah.
Yes, the Conservative Action Group did endorse Mike Garcia. And then George Papadopoulos, who...
an absolute joke.
Well, he's...
He's a pimp. He's a pimp and a hustler.
All right.
All he wants to do is use the 25th for personal gain.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're about to take a break, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Guest host Dave Goss. I have here with me Matt Funicello, the president of the Conservative Action Group, a nonprofit that raises money and supports conservative values and candidates.
How's it going, everybody?
And you can find The Real Side with Joe Messina on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have an Android and Apple app, so you can get the show on the go and take it with you anywhere you want and share it with your friends.
I decided I'm going to change my name to Zoltan, though.
What was his first name?
Wasn't it Zoltan?
Was it Zoltan Ivan? Istvan.
Zoltan Istvan.
Okay. Mm. But anyways, we're talking about the 25th congressional district in California for a minute because it's become a circus. It was in 2018. It was the number one contested district in the nation.
Yeah.
Or one of the top, and Katie Hill won, and then she allegedly had a sexual relationship with one of her campaign staffers, congressional staffers. She did have a sexual relationship with a campaign staffer, and she resigned while they were doing an ethics inquiry into her, ethics investigation. She's still out there. She's a strong stand-up type. She's not going to back down. So, you know, she says that the congressional staffer thing didn't happen, but she seems like the type that if it didn't happen, she would still be there fighting against it and wouldn't just resign. And also, Nancy Pelosi definitely put out a damning statement just after the resignation, which leads me to believe that she allegedly did have this.
She's got something to hide. She's got something to hide because if she would have stayed in there, the ethics investigation would have gone, and cell phone records, all kinds of stuff would have been subpoenaed.
Yeah.
So.
Well. Anyways,
there's that.
We have a slew of candidates running now. We talked about it before. We have the Young Turks creator and host, Cenk Uygur, or obviously, I don't know. He actually has a video that just tells you how to pronounce his name because he's that much egotistical person.
Is it after he denies the Armenian genocide as well?
Yes, and it was before he said that if he was supreme ruler of the world, he would allow bestiality.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yep.
So he's a
but
peach.
Only if you have sex with the animal, right? Not by
right,
person.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, he said that it's okay for the human to have to be the one performing
relations,
the act on the
on
the beast, but if the beast is performing the actions on the human, then that's not right.
No, yeah, that's
so.
Bless his heart,
right.
Man.
So, so I don't think he's going to be going anywhere. But anyways, Chrissy Smith, who was who's the current assemblywoman for the 38th Assembly District in California, she is now running for the congressional district. So that leaves that 38th seat open. And
there's another Smith running, isn't it, dude?
No, David Rudnick.
I could have sworn I saw something about another Smith, like an uber progressive.
Oh no, yeah, yes, a Chris Smith or Chris, yes, Chris,
something like that, right?
It's like his name is like Chris T. Smith.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
which is the greatest thing. No, it's the greatest thing ever because people are going to be like, so I'm voting for Chrissy Smith. They're going to see Chrissy Smith and Chris T. Smith.
Yep.
He's a producer. I think he does films and stuff
like that.
Yeah. But him and David Rudnick are kind of like the nobodies. You've probably only heard of them just because I mentioned their names and you mentioned Chris T. Smith.
Yep.
On the Republican side, we have a little bit more of an issue. We have the three, but we have three very popular candidates. We have Steve Knight, who is the former congressman who lost to Chris.
I wouldn't say they're popular. Some of them are popular. One of them is popular. The other one is notorious.
Well, one of them is notorious, and he's popular from my understanding, he's popular amongst people outside of the 25th district.
Yes, and outside of California.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah. So tell us how you really feel, Matt.
Oh, don't get me started, Dave. I'll let loose on this guy.
I'm very much one of those that I believe that a candidate should be coming from within the district.
Absolutely.
I don't dislike George Papadopoulos.
No.
I think that he's a great guy. I think that he did the right thing by taking the jail time over getting the gag order so that he could talk about the whole Russian hoax and he could get that out there and he could tell his side of the story and not have to be handcuffed to not being able to say some things.
I just lost all my respect for him, though. I really did because of what he's doing now.
Well, he moved to California 2 years ago. He lives in Los Angeles outside the 25th District.
I want to say he's Beverly Hills, doesn't he?
I don't know. The same place that Brian Cafario came from.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The other that got ran out by Katie Hill, who was supposed to be the front runner to go against Steve Knight.
And you know he was a carpetbagger because, 2 months after the 2018 election, he sold his house?
Yes.
And left?
Yes, he did. He absolutely
That's
did.
Somebody who wants to fight for us.
Right, so he's out. Jenk is another one his campaign headquarters are in Newport Beach.
really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So
bless his heart.
So his headquarters are 2 hours away, about 2 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours away from the actual district. So that tells you how
probably
much
4 hours of
right.
traffic.
And this is the same guy. So recently there, on November 14th, there was a very unfortunate incident where a student brought a gun onto school and shot multiple students at Saugus High School. And that was the same exact day that...
That's your alma mater, isn't it?
No.
Okay, I was wrong.
Yeah, I went to Hart High. We were the rivals, but we still support every we're Saga strong no matter what.
My niece goes to high school.
Yeah, but he announces the day of that this incident happens, and then the following Sunday they're doing there was a vigil held.
Mm-hmm.
So the day before, Jenk, whatever his name is, decides
Mr.
to go do a meet and greet. And he shows up. The Saugus Cafe. It's one of the longest running establishments. It's been around. It's the last place that James Dean had a meal before he got in his car accident and died.
Right. That's right.
It's a very historical place. It's been around forever, from my understanding. And he and they basically just nailed him. Red State did an article that had a video showing. Somebody questioning him, so he showed up. This is literally a couple days after the shooting, and there's a man that's asking him about, hey,
why are you here?
Yeah, like why are you here? Why are you running with this? And he's like, oh well, and he's trying to like give some answers, and he says, why are you here on one of our days of mourning? Which a completely acceptable question as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
And he,
for any candidate.
The funny part is if you watch the video, he keeps calling this guy brother. Come on, brother. Hold on, brother. Brother, 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 brother. And he's never met this guy before in his life, but he doesn't know the name of the people that of the two victims that died.
He was asked, like, hey, tell me the names of the victims. He's like, well, and he starts like pulling out his phone. He's like, right. No, don't Google it.
Yeah.
Don't Google it. Tell me who they are.
Yes. And then a lady in the same video was accusing him of appropriating the grief and mourning of the city for political gain, which I believe
she's
that he was absolutely doing.
Absolutely. Yep.
So he's a piece of work, and I think he's got like one or two supporters out in the 25th, but that's about it. Same with Same with George Papadopoulos. He's not very popular. Mike Garcia seems to be the guy that, from my understanding, that everybody really wants. It's him and Christy Smith.
Yeah, I really do like Mike Garcia. I have nothing against Steve Knight. I really don't. But again, I think he got into it as he's an opportunist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't really fully in it. He had his chance. I think you should step aside. But
yeah. Well, but. So we're gonna see how far this goes. There was a rumor that I had heard from somebody else that there was supposed to be somebody jumping in today.
For who?
On the Republican side, that was supposed to be a Trump guy. Mike Garcia supports Trump. George Papadopoulos obviously supports Trump.
Right.
It's from my understanding, Trump is not going to endorse Papadopoulos.
Really?
Right.
Awesome.
So, it's...
That throws a whole wrench in his candidacy right
there,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So
that's freaking
it's,
awesome.
It's going to be interesting to see how this sorts out. And with this being a very high-profile election, high-profile seat that's going to be happening, it's going to be interesting. Trump likes to throw in a little bit here or there with these high profile ones as we saw in other elections across the nation. So it's going to be interesting to see if he actually does.
Trump comes down to the 25th district.
Yeah, and well,
that would be.
Trump, Trump doesn't like coming to California.
But he has, just to piss people off.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I know,
it's just
a troll on the majority of the state for when he shows up, which I absolutely love. I wish he'd do it a little bit more, but, you know, it's just...
I agree.
Yeah, but then they'll start talking about how he's wasting carbon emissions and all this stuff.
Yeah, they didn't care when Obama did it a bunch of times.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up to the end of the hour. Matt, I want to say thank you very much for being here with us today for this first hour.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. Again, the Conservative Action Group, and it's, you can find, there's a website?
Yeah, conservativeactiongroup.com. That's exactly what it is, conservativeactiongroup.com.
Great. And
you can find us also on Facebook.
Facebook, it's Conservative Action Group, Inc., I believe.
Yes.
Go ahead and give that page a like. You're almost at about 10,000 people following the page at this point.
10,000. Well, we're just over about 9,200 likes and around 9,500 followers.
Okay. So
we're doing pretty good.
And it's all been, this has all been grassroots, right? This
absolutely.
There's nothing paid.
You know what? No, I did. I paid for a couple of advertisements, but
but you're not buying likes. You're not buying followers.
$5. No.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.